Pánové, dobré odpoledne, vítejte v Černínském paláci, vítejte na tiskové konferenci ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga a ministra zahraničních věcí Turecké republiky Aliho Babacana. Jako prvního poprosím, aby vás seznámil s výsledkem jednání ministr zahraničních věcí České republiky Karel Schwarzenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Černín Palace and welcome to the press conference of Karel Schwarzenberg, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Czech Republic, and Mr. Ali Babacan, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Turkey. Mr. Karel Schwarzenberg will talk and tell you something about the result of the negotiations.
Tak dámy a pánové, jsem velice šťastný, že jsem dneska mohl uvítat tureckého ministra zahraničí. Neboť jak známo, Česká republika je jedna ze zemí Evropské unie, která nejsilněji podporuje vstup Turecka jako člena ze všemi právy do Evropské unie. Tak to ovšem bylo jeden hlavní témat našeho rozhovoru, poněvadž to je konzistentní politika České republiky. Považujeme Turecko za důležitého spojence, považujeme Turecko za spolehlivého spojence a považujeme ho klíčového spojence do budoucnosti, který by měl být se státy co nejrychleji členem Evropské unie. To za prvé. Za druhé ovšem, můj kolega, s kým se mě v Česku se několikrát potkat, je krom obyčejně činorodý člověk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was very happy to welcome the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Turkey today, because the Czech Republic is one of the members of the European Union that fully supports the accession of Turkey to the European Union. This was one of the most important topics of our negotiations, because this is really our consistent policy, the consistent policy of the Czech Republic. Turkey is, in our opinion, our very important ally, and it's a key ally for the future. So that is why we support a very quick accession of Turkey to the European Union.
Jak jsem říkal, pan ministr je krom obyčejně činorodý člověk a já bych řekl, v těchto dnech asi jeden z nejúspěšnějších ministrů zahraničí, který znám.
My colleague is one of the most active ministers of foreign affairs and it is one of the most successful ministers and colleagues that I know currently.
Iniciativy, které jak vzhledem k Evropské unii vyvinul, tak vzhledem k problému Středního východu, jak známo na turecké půdě, jsou první jednání mezi Sýrií a Izraelem, který zdá se, že by mohli vést k úspěchu, tak jako jeho činnost v Kaukaské oblasti je opravdu výtečná, smím připomenout velmi důležitý krok Turecka, že první hlava státu Turecka po původu pana ministra navštívila Jerevan a Arménii, kde pracují velmi pilně, aby všechny konflikty také v tomto regionu pomalu se narovnaly. A musím říci, že všechny kroky, které jsem doteďka viděl turecké zahraniční politiky, jsou námi vřele vítané a jsou velmi dobře promyšlené.
The initiatives that the minister started, and I'm talking about the initiatives towards the European Union and also in the Middle East regions, are very important and very successful. Turkey leads negotiations with Syria and Israel, and I think these negotiations could lead to success. Turkey is also very active in the region of Caucasus, and the work they do there is excellent. I would also like to remind you that the first president of Turkey, visited Yerevan and Armenia, and it was in the time when Mr. Babacan was the Minister of Foreign Affairs already. So the minister works hard towards the resolution of conflicts in all these regions, and all the steps he does in this matter are welcomed by the Czech Republic, are excellent, and are very well thought of.
Turecko se stává významným hráčem na mezinárodním jevišti, ujelo se toho úkolu s plnou odpovědností. Tudíž jsme při obědě probrali velmi široký závěr problému, s kterým se musíme vlastně oba vypořádat. Ať je to v Afghánistán, ať je to právě situace v Středním východě, na Kavkaze nebo jinde. A ta diskuze byla velice přínosná, zajímavá.
Turkey is currently becoming a very active and welcome actor in this field, and it is ready to assume full responsibility. That is why our discussion during the lunch was about a very wide range of topics and problems, as I've already mentioned, Afghanistan, Middle East, Caucasus. And the discussion was very fruitful and very interesting.
Velice dobře se vyvíjící hospodářské vztahy a připomínám, jak naše investice v Turecku, ČEZu a tak dále, tak jako turecké investice u nás. Málo kdo asi ještě vypozoroval, že ČEDOK dneska je v turecké majetku, a taky, že tedy silný vzestup počtu českých turistů do Turecka.
I would like to remind you also of the good development of economic relations between the Czech Republic and Turkey, and you know about Turkish investments in the Czech Republic and Czech investments in the Republic of Turkey. This concerns mainly the ČEZ group and also ČEDOK. ČEDOK is the property of Turkey right now. I would also like to remind you of the steep increase of the number of Czech tourists visiting Turkey.
Takže musíme říci, že máme opravdu velmi dobré vztahy, vlastně taky o vzniku nového Turecka nikdy jsme neměli špatné vztahy. A teď máme obzvláště dobré vztahy, které si taky ještě poskytují mnoho možností do budoucnosti zdárného vývoje. Ze všech těchto důvodů srdečně vítám pana ministra, rád bych mu teď předal slovo.
So I can say that the relationships of the Czech Republic and Turkey are very good at the moment. Anyway, after the birth of new Turkey, the relationships have never been bad. But our relationships currently offer many possibilities of success and good success in the future. Now I would like to warmly welcome the minister, and I am giving the floor to him.
Thank you. Thank you very much, dear Minister, dear colleague Karel. Today we had a very fruitful meeting. This is my first time in Prague after being the Foreign Minister of Turkey. Last time was 2006 when I was the Economy Minister, and I always enjoy coming to this beautiful country. You don't need translation, okay. The relations between the Czech Republic and Turkey is excellent. We have very good political relations. Our economic relations is intensifying, both in terms of trade and mutual investments, and also our cultural relations are intensifying through different mechanisms, organizations, and so forth. Also, the Czech Republic has been always a very strong supporter of the European Union accession process of Turkey. We are also allies in NATO. This is a very important organization where both the Czech Republic and Turkey is part of. So we discuss many regional and global issues within that context also. We highly appreciate the reform process, the huge transformation process that the Czech Republic has gone through. It has been an enormous transformation which changed the country into being a success story, which is very much appreciated from around the world. And now the next first half of 2009 is going to be an important time because it is going to be the Czech presidency for the European Union. And of course a very heavy agenda is now going to be in front of the Czech Republic and especially on my dear colleague, dear friend Karel. But we have every confidence that the Czech Republic is going to make a very successful presidency. They have already the basis and the human resources and everything ready for that. And during the Czech presidency of the European Union, we are expecting to continue our EU process in a healthy way, which today my colleague has confirmed that they are going to be doing everything and all the support for us to make sure that things are on track and we move forward. Today I also had the chance to meet the chairman, the president of the parliament, and then Vice Prime Minister in charge of EU affairs, and also President Klaus as well. And overall, I am very much happy about how sincere and how good the relations between our two countries. Not only that, but also for many regional and international issues. We approach the issues from the same angle. We promote the same values and ideals around the world. And we are going to be also in close consultation in many of the regional and international issues, especially now that Turkey is also in the United Nations Security Council for 2 years, for 2009 and 2010. We are going to be working very closely with the Czech Republic for 2 years, but also, of course, during the term presidency of first half of 2009 as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, now you can ask your questions if you have some. Do? Yeah. Maybe guests and ladies first.
My question is to Czech Foreign Minister. And Turkey is concerned about the slow pace of the negotiations. And that Turkey is concerned about the slow pace of the negotiations. And we know that although some chapters are ready, they are not opened yet. And we also know that French presidency is planning to close her term with two chapters being opened. So what are your plans for your presidency? Because you just said about a quick accession. And do you think that two chapters are enough for a quick accession?
Well, I will tell you something. We are hoping to open at least the two, but hopefully we will open even more chapters. It depends, of course, of the readiness by the Turkish side of it. But we would be very happy if we could open even more chapters. And of course we know there are some problems on our way, our common way to reach our common aim that Turkey becomes a full member. But you can rely on that during our presidency we will do what is possible to come closer to the step.
Další otázka, prosím.
Good day, Mr. Minister and Mr. Turkish Foreign Minister. Michael Verbaski, World Press Review. If I may, to the Minister Schwarzenberg, concerning EU enlargement, there seems to be a kind of enlargement fatigue. The last was a big bang of several countries entering, and I understand that the Czechs would prioritize the Balkans, perhaps in an upcoming phase of enlargement. And also there is talk of Ukraine perhaps one day becoming a candidate member as well. So my question to you, Mr. Minister, is how would this affect Turkish accession? Do you see that Turkey is still a priority for the EU despite the fact that There's institutional reform, such as President Klaus said that the Lisbon Treaty is a dead document. So there is a kind of institutional slowdown. That's my question to Foreign Minister Schwarzenberg. And if I may, to Minister Babikan on Russia, sir. Do you see eye to eye on Georgia? Do you consider, like perhaps other EU countries, Russia the aggressor in the Georgian conflict? And if you could perhaps comment on how you both see Russia's strategic comeback. Thank you.
Well, maybe as you ask first me, I will answer you first. You, as you mentioned yourself, we are promoting the idea that the Western Balkans should be included as soon as possible into the European Union. I think it's before this happens, we can't speak about a really European Union. And it's a natural consequence of that, that Turkey should become a member of the European Union. It's perfectly clear to us that it is not the easiest task. For the moment, the institutional crisis of the European Union, as you know, creates a problem, as some European countries declare, and some other voices do, that we can't speak about an enlargement of the European Union till the Lisbon Treaty is ratified, where all of the new institutions of the European Union will work. Well, I don't know how much we can move them, but one thing is sure, that during the time, even if the Irish will need some time to decide what they really wish and what will happen, we expect end of the next year this problem could be solved, that in the meantime we should work with all candidates so that some progress, and relevant progress, is achieved in the meantime. That is as with the West Balkan countries, as with Turkey.
Coming to the Caucasus issue. Last August, of course, all of us were very much worried about what has happened between Georgia and Russia. And especially the fact that the Russian Federation has recognized South Ossetia and Abkhazia has changed the parameters in the region. And the problem is still there, of course. What's more, we have the Nagorno-Karabakh issue between Azerbaijan and Armenia. That's another frozen conflict in the region. And what we have done as Turkey is actually we have offered this new platform idea, which is Caucasus Stability and Cooperation Platform, composing of the countries in the region, being able to come together and talk about the issues in a small regional format. And that is a process which is moving forward, and we are hoping that this will be enacted sometime soon. We are doing a very heavy shuttle diplomacy, I would say, between the capitals in the region. And this platform is going to be open for linkages with the EU, for example, as well as maybe a couple of other international organizations. So what we need in the Caucasus is peace, first of all, stability, predictability, and also finding peaceful solutions to the conflicts. And this is only possible through dialogue and diplomacy. We believe that political dialogue and diplomacy are the key means of solving problems. Definitely, we have already direct dialogue, and we have always been pro-dialogue. Even in the most difficult times, we never interrupted our dialogue. It was the fourth day of the war that we were in Moscow with my prime minister, and we talked about the problems, how to ease down the situation. Because that's our philosophy in terms of our foreign policy. Dialogue is the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we have time just for one short last question because of the Czech news agency. Česká tisková kancelář.
Dobrý den, Lucie Petrová, bych měla dotaz na našeho pana ministra, která...
Můžete trochu blíž?
Já bych měla dotaz na našeho pana ministra, jestli by mohl komentovat informace Lidových novin o tom, že irská diplomacie si chce stěžovat na to, že pan prezident...
Pouze tady k tomu tématu. Turecký ministr spěchá. Pan ministr, to tak Irsku, to uděláme později.
To je něco jiného.
To je jiné téma. Tak kolega se taky ptal na Gruzii, tak...
Můžeme se dotazit...
Dobře, to souvisí s Tureckem. Is there some question? The last question? No. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.